Celtic Tiger railway station in West Dublin, lying idle for the past 15 years, is finally set to open. It's located between Adamstown and Clondalkin stations. The Cashogue train station was due to open for business back in 2009, but recession followed by vandalism and misuse until finally, after extensive works, it's due for open for business next Monday. Barry Kenny is head of corporate communications at Éireannruth Éireann. Barry Kenny, what took so long?
Well, Mary, as you say, this was originally built as part of a route expansion on the Dublin-Kildare line in the late noughties. 2009 would have been the completion, and I probably don't need to remind people that 2009 saw the recession, huge housing crash, and the development that was planned adjacent and to support Cashogue Station simply didn't materialise. As you say, in the interim, it has taken some time, but thankfully now the area around it, so the new town of Clonburris, which obviously going to have 23,000 people. The development is starting there now. And you know, with the NTA, we're bringing the station into use from next Monday with a full service, which is the right way to do it, to get services in place ahead of the development with 48 trains each way on Mondays to Fridays.
And from its delivery in 2009 to now, and with the misuse and vandalism we're told that followed, how much have you had to invest in it to bring it up to scratch?
3.8 million in terms of the investment, and that's not just this was the vandalism and the rundown. In the interim, things like standards for accessibility have improved. That has to be addressed, and things like mechanical and electrical equipment also had to be replaced. So it's been a significant investment to get it there. But the great thing is, as I say, we do have now a service ahead of the major development. There is some housing in the area, but very significant levels of housing to follow, and the station will be there and ready for the people who arrive.
Because there has been huge development around Adamstown in the period we're talking about. Just you covered it there a little in your first answer. Just remind us again about the numbers that you expect to bring in, whether that's just adding a station to numbers that already commute from a different station, or whether you're adding additional people.
Well, right now, as you say, we have Adamstown and Clondalkin stations, and obviously they would be busy stations. I think we'd probably see, in the kind of low hundreds in the early days of Cashogue Station, but that will grow significantly. Thankfully, we're also investing in the line further. We have new carriages coming into service right now that will mean we're going to be able to extend the length of quite a number of the trains, including peak time trains on that route. And then Dar Plus Southwest, which will electrify and increase the capacity of the route, so upgrade it to DART and upgrade the frequency of that route. That application is with Onboard Planala, so at the moment we're awaiting that decision.
Just a quick question, have you other stations built in the Celtic Tiger that are still lying idle?
No, this was the only one, and thankfully we're glad to get that status away from us.
All right, Barry Kenny of Éireannruth Éireann, thank you very much.